Welcome back to Direct Line, Greg Taylor and Stephanie Spangler, Thursday, July 9. And we are joined right now by Tyler Smith from Crawfordsville, Indiana, New Hope Christian Church. Tyler, welcome to Direct Line.
Thanks for having me.
Well, hey, before we begin, tell us a little bit about Tyler Smith. Tell us about your family and about your church.
Yeah, so I've been doing youth ministry for about 15 years. So Crawfordsville, Indiana, it's also where I grew up. Have a wife and two daughters that are 3 and 1. Not much sleep, but yeah. It's great. And there's a lot of things I'm, blessed to be involved with. I get to coach varsity girls basketball in Crawfordsville. I'm a sports writer, get to cover Indiana Pacers and IU basketball. And I just wrote my first book. And so a lot going on, but I'm very blessed to be able to do all of it.
I first met you probably 15 years ago when you enrolled at my alma mater, now your alma mater, Lincoln Christian University. And so good times back in those days.
Yeah, I speak very highly of Lincoln in the book. It was a life-changing experience for me and a lot of great people there, and it was awesome.
So I gave you a script with a bunch of questions, and I'm going to ask you a question that's not on the script. Do you have a favorite professor from your days at Lincoln?
Ooh, so many good ones. I really loved the late, great Doc Henderson.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He was something else. Absolutely.
Can you give us any dirt on this one over here?
Man, I hope not.
I mean, what was the relationship that you guys had?
So you were actually, it was temporary, but you were my first SFG leader for a while.
That's right.
So we would go to, I don't know if they still have Einstein's, probably not.
It's long gone.
Yeah.
There is a coffee shop, but Einstein's, yeah, you're taking me back memory lane. Yeah, good times.
And absolutely. You're not going to give us any dirt.
He's going to be nice, right? Hopefully there is no dirt, Stephanie. Come on now.
All right.
He's one of the best.
Tyler, let me ask, you wrote a book entitled Searching for Seven, The Journey for Seeking God 7 days a week. Two things. One, I mean, the book sounds pretty, self-explanatory from the title, but, what is the book about and why did you feel compelled to write this book?
You know, it started as just an offering to God. You know, I had this idea to write, to combine my youth ministry experience with my writing experience. Started to compile notes, honestly, probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
And I didn't have a title. I started to realize that most of what I was writing down was, kind of the same topic of looking for God all 7 days a week. Really loved the whole process of it. It's been a cool journey in itself. But I think maybe the premise behind it is I believe that too many people want God to show up and they want God to reveal himself to them, but they really do nothing to seek him themselves. Mm-hmm. So I believe that God seeks us, he pursues us, but I also believe it, like any relationship, there should be a two-way street.
Absolutely.
We should look for him as well. So it's a quick read, a lot of stories, sports stories, other stories from my life and scripture that goes with it to try to encourage and understand we're all on this journey looking for God.
Right.
Why is it, do you think it's difficult to follow Jesus 7 days a week? Is that why you wrote it, because you think it's difficult, or you wrote about it because you think it's just important, or, is it difficult to do it 7 days a week?
I think it is. And I think one of the main reasons is we've been programmed to treat church as if it's an event, right, or a program in itself. It's a 1 day a week thing. Even the churches that I see doing really good work to try to get out of that mindset, it's still very difficult for the congregation to get out of that mindset. A lot of people have that, Sunday is the day for church. Sunday's the day for God. That's when I'm going to think about God, hear from God, hear about God. And then the rest of the week, I'm so busy, I got all these other things to do. So, it's just kind of ingrained in us.
Do you think, when you say S, do you think that's the American church, or do you think that's just globally?
I see a lot of it in American churches. There's probably some other countries that are similar to us, but then again, you see a lot of other countries who they definitely don't treat it as if it's a once a week thing, because for some of them, they're facing persecution,
right,
or they're facing, I'm relying on God for my next meal.
Exactly.
Some of the challenges that we don't see here, they're relying on God 24/7, so that's, in a way, a blessing to them, where they do lean on God in all those ways. And whereas here, some, we get tempted to believe that I'm good on my own, and I'll call on God when there's a tragedy, or I'll call on him on Sunday, and there should be more to it.
Something we were forced to do as a church, and most churches were, is we had to shut down our building, and we had to figure out real quickly, how do we do church online? one of the blessings, there's been a lot of things that maybe we didn't enjoy, but one of the blessings is we're doing a daily word. Every day there's a devotion. Stephanie, you did Wednesday, you did a great job with that. But that idea of every day, I've been stunned the number of people that have reached out and said, man, it's the first time I've had daily devotions every day. Is this going to continue on? I think you hit it on the head. For a lot of people, church is something they've just done. You know, I show up on Sunday at 8, 9:20, 10:45, and this idea of finding that rhythm, I mean, it can be transformative for the rest of their life, potentially.
That's the goal. You know, our church did that as well. And I was surprised by the feedback, because I thought we have all this other content and things we could look at that we don't always do. But you know, our staff, when we got a chance to do that, we got so many, you know, encouraging. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, you know, maybe it was just because at first, you know, maybe they're just bored and they want something to do, but really it turned into, when we stopped doing it, they're like, hey, we want more of this.
Right.
And did you bring it back then?
We're going to bring it back, not necessarily every day from a staff member, but we're going to try to do at least once a week or something that, again, gets out of that Sunday mindset.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that's been cool is we have people that watch it all day long. We do it live at 9:29 in the morning, but people are watching it throughout the day. And, you know, I get notifications. There's just a notification that came in right now of someone that watched your daily word from Wednesday, Stephanie. They're saying, I loved it. Checking it out. It's good stuff. Hey, if someone wants to get a copy of that book, how do they go about getting it?
Probably the easiest way is the book's website, searchingforseven.com. And on there, you can see different links. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, claybridgesbulk.com if they want to get a bulk order.
Okay.
There's also a ebook version.
Okay.
So that's, you know, the book's website has all of that info, probably easiest there.
Now, talking about the bulk option, you said that the book could really be used by a Bible study, a Sunday school class, a small group. That's a possibility, and there might be.
You order 10 or more and go to claybridgesbulk.com. It's, I think, at least $4.50 off each book.
Okay.
And so there's already been some small groups or even youth groups or some different groups that have gone through together. We put some discussion questions at the back of the book if anybody wants to go through it and discuss. So that's an option.
Is there a good like age group that you're kind of you've geared this toward? You said that there's a lot of sports references in it. Is it good for like high school kids that are into sports and that kind of stuff? Or
yeah, I really wrote it with that mindset of most ages, I would say, you know, teenager and up. Yeah. I've had a lot of feedback from some people, maybe even some older folks who were like, I was surprised it actually fit really well with what I'm, you know, things I'm going through. So cool. It was good be able to be available to lots of demographics.
You know, you look at someone who's written a book and, well, at least I do, I'm like, ooh, you must be an expert. You wrote a book on this. What did you learn by writing this yourself? What were some lessons that you learned or something that impacted you?
I think for me, I'll give you an example. John Foreman is one of my heroes. He's a lead singer of Switchfoot, Christian band Switchfoot. And one of the things he has always said is, if I'm going to sing it, I have to live it. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like, if I'm going to write it, I need to live it. So it's been encouraging to me just to go back through. And some of the stories are from years ago. Some are more recent. Right. But to be able to myself look back and reflect on, man, I cannot believe God did those things. Mm-hmm. And I went through this so that, you know, later on I would go through this. So it's been challenging to me and honestly seeing the feedback from people, some people I know, some people I don't, to be able to have conversations, to be able to go on different shows like this and talk.
Right.
It's keep me sharp. It's helped me to explore different areas of faith that I maybe haven't thought of in a while. So it's been a cool process to be able to do that.
About how old were you when you decided I am going to dive into this and really commit to this 7 days a week, you know, living for Jesus or searching for Christ? How old were you?
I think in college, I mean, I made a commitment to Christ in high school. Mm-hmm. But back then, and this was nobody's fault, but it was more of a maybe legalistic, you know, I'm the kid that doesn't really do anything bad. Uh-huh. So therefore I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
And I realized in college that there's much more to it. I know a lot of people go the opposite way. They go to college and, you know, leave church. But for me, it was the opposite, really seeking Him and the people I met at Lincoln, the experiences I had. So I'd say probably early 20s is when things really took off.
And I think you bring something up that I was passionate about when I was a youth minister. I love to see students choose to go to a Bible college, a Christian college, even if it was for 1 year, just because of the positive impact it mm-hmm. can have. You went to a Christian college, mm-hmm. Stephanie.
4 years.
We've been blessed by the opportunity to have that. Hey, you graciously brought a copy of the book that we're going to give away. So if you would like a copy of the book by Tyler Smith, Searching for Seven, The Journey of Seeking God 7 days a Week, reach out to Steph and I at directlinedanville@gmail.com or info@secondchurch.com, and we will mail that copy to you, and you can absolutely enjoy it very much. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the sports side of things. You're a man after my own heart on that, although I wouldn't be so much the Indiana Hoosiers as I would the Fighting Illini of Illinois, but... How has that impacted you? I mean, you're a youth minister. You've given your life vocationally to serve the Lord. How does the world of sports intersect with the world of ministry, and what blessings have you had as a result of having that opportunity?
Yeah, there's a lot of stories in there. For example, I opened the book by talking about how one basketball game changed my entire life. If it wasn't for one basketball game that happened my sophomore year of high school, may not even be in ministry today.
Wow.
So if you're interested in the book, to check out, you know, all the things that, that God, you know, he basically used basketball to get me to go to Lincoln.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, okay, God, if I make this basketball team, then that's my sign, you know, not right. always the best approach, but right. He used basketball to get me to Lincoln. And then Lincoln led me into youth ministry, which yeah. is something I never thought I would do. Been doing it ever since. But also different things with, you know, the NBA sports writing thing I do, finding different opportunities to, you know, share the gospel with people I wouldn't have met before. Mm-hmm. The basketball coaching thing, getting a chance to lead. It's not a Christian school that I coach at, but opportunities right. there. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. Just also the ups and downs. You know, I'm a Cubs fan, so before 2016,
there you go, man.
Before that, yeah. I, you know, sports taught me humility and patience yeah. and character yeah. and all that stuff. But yeah. there's a lot of things that I've learned from it.
But you know, you bring that up. I think it's awesome to have someone like a youth minister having the opportunity to coach, you know, in a school, a public school. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to be the salt of the earth and to be the light of the world without opening up the Bible to the mm-hmm. to the Gospel of Matthew. I mean, there's a time for that, but obviously this gives you an opportunity to let people see this is what a Christian leader looks like. So great opportunity. Definitely.
Tyler, will there be another book coming out, or?
I'm not sure. I hope there is, because I enjoy the process so much. Yeah. So, you know, after just kind of getting this one out there and promoting, maybe God will tap on my shoulder and say, hey, here's what you want to do for the next one, and we'll see what happens.
Well, let us know if you do.
Hey, last question. How can Steph and I and the Direct Line audience, we have a lot of people that we know are committed to prayer. How can we pray for you in your ministry? How can we pray for you as a coach? How can we pray for you as a husband and a father? How can we pray for you?
I think ultimately I just want to, you know, make Jesus known, and in some of these different opportunities that I have, again, that are not always the church or Christian related, right. to be able to have the boldness, to be able to have those conversations that pop up, those opportunities, just right. to continue to have those, and to, for me to be able to be aware of them, yeah. which is a big message of the book anyway, is just about being aware yeah. of God and what he wants to do that day. Yeah. So just for me to be able to live that out and, yeah. in fatherhood, coaching, sports writing, all that stuff, just to be mindful and aware of those opportunities.
That's great. The book is Searching for Seven, The Journey of Seeking God 7 days a Week by Tyler Smith from Crawfordsville, Indiana. Tyler, thank you for joining us on Direct Line.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.